Russia has warned that leaders of the Daesh terror group remain in close contact with the Turkish government. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow has intelligence that shows Daesh leaders in Ankara are currently working out a new approach to the war in Syria. Lavrov noted that is because Russian bombers have cut off their traditional smuggling routes. The top Russian diplomat said Ankara is seeking Daesh-free zones in Syria to help terrorists. Moscow has repeatedly accused Turkey of working with Daesh, but Ankara has denied those claims. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Joaquin Flores, who is with the Center for Syncretic Studies, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Belgrade. Thanks a lot for joining us. Any surprise, do you think, that Russia believes that Ankara is working with Daesh?
You know, this is a subject that had been covered for quite some time by journalists, by reporters. Analysts have you know, covered the subject really since the outbreak of this conflict, now going on 4 years and more. So it's really not a surprise for anyone in our field. We of course look at these subjects. Now, what really has changed is that the Russians are now in a position, I think now, where that publics across the world, mass publics, now understand and now fully recognize that Turkey and Qatar are so fundamentally connected to funding and financing, providing support for Daesh, that now when Lavrov makes these sorts of statements, it's really just telling us things which I think the public has been prepared to accept, and of course these are true statements. So it is really no surprise, and I think it's really quite good timing on the part of the Russians to make this point clear. And I will furthermore add to that it is very, very strange that it is precisely at the times when this U.S. and Turkish supported coalition finds themselves in the jaws of defeat, that they want to return to the bargaining table, make accusations, and act as if they are in a very good position to make a deal. They are not.
I'm wondering, though, all of this is very dangerous. This is all a very dangerous game that Turkey is playing, isn't it? Because it's right on the border. All of this will certainly have blowback at some point, I would imagine.
You know, it absolutely will. I think from the point of view of history, we'll absolutely look back and look at Erdogan and see his foreign policy as disastrous. He has really pushed Turkey to not only be isolated by countries which they previously had quite good relations with, you know, Iran among them, up until a number of years ago, decent relations, professional and business relationships with Russia. And now you have, looking at NATO even, countries like France and Germany telling Turkey, you know, the things you're doing are going to cause blowback. The things that you're doing are actually going to fracture the NATO coalition. And I think that these are the sorts of consequences of the wild ride that Turkey has taken the region on. That's right.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Joaquin Flores, who is speaking to us live from Belgrade.